We're going to get right into the house. But before we do, I'll share this with you. At the Mass on Christmas morning, I said to a young man, we know that Jesus was born in Bethlehem. But do you know why Jesus was born in Bethlehem? He replied, Jesus was born in Bethlehem because that's where his mother was. Although you can't argue with that logic, we better get right into the heart. The Feast of the Epiphany. Now imagine, if you will, that you are the only child of fabulously wealthy parents. You presume, rightly, that when they die, the entire inheritance will be for you alone. And then, suddenly, your parents adopt a whole slew of children who are now all co-heirs with you. That's the story of the Epiphany. The story of the Epiphany is that Jesus came not only for the Jewish people of his time, Jesus came for all people of all time. The scriptures say this so poetically. In Luke's gospel, Jesus is revealed to shepherds. Shepherds are from the West, Jewish, poor, uneducated. In Matthew's gospel, we just heard tonight, Jesus is revealed to the Magi. Magi are from the East, a Gentile, rich, and educated. Jesus came for everyone. Young and old, male and female, black and white, saint and sinner. Jesus came for those who had abortions, for those who are addicted. Jesus came for the single, the celibate, the gray, the gay, and the straight. Jesus came for everyone. No one is ever excluded from his embrace. No, ever. In our gospel today, the story of the Magi, we discover that the Magi are not only gift givers, they are also risk takers. They risk to follow the star, even though they didn't know where it would lead them. Am I willing to risk? About 35 years ago, a priest friend of mine in Brooklyn volunteered to be a missionary in the Dominican Republic. He signed up for 3 years. He went to a language institute to improve his Spanish. He went to Marino so he could learn about the culture of the Dominican Republic. He received multiple medical injections to ward off diseases. He enjoyed many parties, going away parties, many presents, going away presents, from parishioners, family, and friends. After many months of preparation, he embarked on his 3-year mission. He lasted 5 days. He left on a Thursday and came back home the following Tuesday. He just knew that being a missionary priest in the Dominican Republic just wasn't for him. After all those months of preparation, how embarrassing this must have been for him. In front of his bishop, in front of his family, in front of his friends, who threw him all those parties and gave him all those gifts. I myself was out a couple $100. But how I admired him. He took a risk by going, and he took a risk by coming back. Am I willing to take a risk? Perhaps the biggest risk any of us take is to trust God totally, always and in everything. You ready to take that risk? To trust God totally, always and in everything. Okay. Liturgically, the Christmas season ends with the feast of the baptism of the Lord, which occurs next Sunday. Before we leave Christmas behind us, let's see if a title of a song can sum up the message of Christmas. This Friday, January 8th, is Elvis's birthday. I certainly hope you all knew that. But in any event, Elvis always ended all of his concerts with the song, "I Can't Help Falling in Love with You." I can't help falling in love with you. Perhaps each of us could have this conversation with Jesus. I say to Jesus, I can't help falling in love with you. And I hear Jesus say to me, I can't help falling in love Isn't that the message of Christmas?